Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It is 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down south now, down towards Baffin Bay, and let's check in with Captain Rihanna De La Cruz, see how she's doing this morning. Good morning, Rihanna. What's up?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for even asking. How about you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing all right. I'm sitting outside listening to the birds chirp and watching the sunrise and reflecting on this week. It's been an interesting week. It started out pretty steady. And, yeah. Of course, later into the weekend, it started becoming more of a grind. Summer is officially here. This time of year, it can get tough. Just because of the increase of boat traffic, the water temperature, the air temperature, you get these, we have a little bit of high pressure over us right now. Our tides are a little bit low, our water levels, I should say. It's just part of this time of year, just one of the many things that we have to deal with. Starting earlier this week, we had a pretty steady trout bite, out in some deeper grass. When I say deeper grass, I mean like mid thigh deep, which for me is like a foot and three quarters, maybe a foot and a half.
Some of us are built lower to the ground than others.
Some of us are a little more vertically challenged than others, and I'm just one of them.
Man, waiting with you down there where we're waiting, I felt like a whooping crane out there. Going, man, I need a little deeper hair. Water, get some stability to hold me up here a little bit.
I know it. Yeah,
that's coming from a Galveston fisherman. We're just waist deep on me is kind of the norm up here,
right?
And down there, knee deep is that's kind of the norm for y'all.
Yes, it is. Knee deep looking for the big girls. That's that's about where we like to stay. And so, you know, our grass structure is very healthy right now. I mean, it's just, we've got a lot of oxygen in our water. Yeah. The wind's been pretty predominant, and it's had a lot of east in it, which I've talked to several people about this. I'm like, man, you know, I don't remember last year there being this much east in our winds, you know, in this time of year, spring leading into summer. Typically, it's a howling southeast wind pretty much every other day, every day. But yesterday we experienced some pretty gnarly southeast winds, and it felt a lot more like summer. I said, this is more of the summer, late spring that I know. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, that east, whenever the wind has a little bit of east and it pushes all that floating grass further into Baffin. And so that's one thing that we've had to deal with, fishing in areas where there normally is not any floating grass. So a lot of my guys, they like to throw topwaters in the morning, and they haven't been able to do that. And not only that, but because of the amount of wind that's already picked up in the morning, it's kind of hard. You know, I don't like to throw topwaters when it's white capping, and neither do most of my guys. They prefer just a little bit of ripple to where you can really see and deliberately work that topwater and walk it properly.
Yeah, just a little bit of job, man. That's it.
Right, right. That's all you really need for a good topwater. But, of course, right now, you know, in certain areas where you come up to, you know, you'll have a little bit of undulation, and then you'll come up to a what I call like a tabletop, and right in there is where, you know, the white caps aren't so bad. It's shallower, shallow grass in the morning. That's been the pinpoint super early in the mornings. Grass lines, shallow grass lines, shallow grass. They've been. Seeking, and of course the water up in there early in the morning is cooled down to about 86 degrees, you know, 85-86, which is still hot, but it's cool in regards to this time of year. So in the mornings, Double D Bite has been very very fun, and they of course they're coming up on the upper column in the morning, and when they do that, I love getting on a Double D Bite. Caught a couple good ones this week, and the Double D Bite, it hasn't been like a real just intense, just, you know, grab it when they just absolutely just nail it. They kind of, it's been different. It's been kind of just like a real subtle, oh, I see it there, I'm just going to go ahead and grab it kind of deal. You know, just like a, okay, it's there, it's easy, I'm just going to go ahead and eat it. But not a real intense thump. The good thing about a Double D is that you've got two trebles on there, and more than likely they're going to get hooked. But I noticed the last trout that I caught, she was pretty hefty, very healthy fish too. She didn't have any red scarage or anything on her. She had already spawned out. She was pretty hefty. And at first I didn't feel the thump, but I just felt like a little pull, a little grab. And I thought, man, what is this? And then, of course, I kind of just left it there, and then she swallowed it in. When she swallowed it in, she started going up, crashing up, going crazy, because, of course, she got it hooked in her gill. And so typically when they get hooked in that gill, they come up and they do all their all that fun stuff that we like to see. A lot of the trout, the bigger trout that I'm seeing that are being caught are real thin. They're not holding a whole lot of weight. We're seeing a lot of male trout, and we're catching male trout in the grass. And then every once in a while, you'll come up on a female, and some of them have that red scarge. Some of them are thinner. Some of them are holding their weight, but it's starting to get a little bit later into late spring, early summer, technically. Mm-hmm. So they're. I got an email from Chris Bush, and I was just reading it. He said they're all on Ozempic preparing for their summer bods. And I said, that's about right. That's about right with most of these trout right now. They're getting into their summer bodies, which is kind of what you see as we go further into summer. Early in the mornings, we've been having a little bit of cloud cover, and it's typically out in the east. And so, of course, when that sun's coming up, you have a little bit of cover, you know, from the sun. So darker baits in the morning have been working really well, like a watermelon red. I've been throwing Purple Demon, which I've kind of gotten away from it a little bit here. We caught some decent fish on Purple Demon, but, it, you know, the water's somewhat, it's not chalky, but it's got that real deep emerald green color to it. So in the morning, you know, I've tried throwing, right. Yeah. It's more dense, but it's a beautiful, beautiful color. It's just that trout looking water.
Trout green, what that looks like. I love trout green water.
That's right. Nothing like it. So, you know, I've tried throwing. I thought maybe they want something a little bit brighter. So I had one of my clients, he gave me a beautiful, like, bright pink. It has the eye painted on. It's actually a down south lure, supermodel, custom painted. And I said, man, that sure did catch my eye. I wonder if it's going to catch the trout's eyes. So I gave it a shot, didn't catch nothing on it. But man, oh, man, it was so pretty. And I'm thinking maybe early in the morning, something bright like that is just a little too, you know, it's just like, ugh, man, that's a little too bright. You know, I'm wondering if maybe it's a little too bold for them in the mornings. Now, later in the day, I did switch over to that lure and had a little bit more luck on it. You know, when the sun was a little bit more above us, water was chalked up, just a little bit more dirtier kind of presentation of water clarity. I think maybe they're not as like, oh, man, you know, that's just a little bit too bright. You know, I think early in the morning when that sun's coming up, they might be a little bit more skittish as to what's presented to them. And so
yeah,
just like a dark silhouette, like a Purple Demon, of course, root beer hopper, any kind of roach type colors, those have been working real well for us in the morning. And so yesterday it was a grind. Of course, there were several tournaments going on too, so that had a really big impact on
down there too,
on our fishery, yeah,
the whole coast.
Oh my gosh, it was a friend of mine, Kim Golden, she fishes up Port O'Connor. She said the boat traffic up here today was just absolutely ridiculous. I said likewise, it was the same for us down here. It was like purgatory on the water today. It was just brutal. Not only that, but the wind was sustained 25 gusts and 30.
Yeah.
Out of the southeast, and so of course every spot that you might want to fish in the morning, you can imagine it was it had already been run over, it had already been fished. And so days like that, it's a grind. You just gotta make the most out of it. You know, that's something that just we have to deal with this time of year, is the amount of pressure out here on the water. It has a pretty big impact on our fishery. And of course, our water levels are generally, right now, they're pretty low. And typically when we have this high pressure over us, you see that water levels kind of, you know, they go down a little bit. And I was talking to my friend Kim. She said, our water levels are high over here. I said, that's so crazy, because yeah, our water levels are low over here. She said, we probably have y'all's water. I said, y'all
yeah,
probably
Yeah, ours have been up too. You know, we've had good high water in the mornings over here.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, that always really intrigues me how different Baffin Bay is compared to
it is
other bay systems.
Whole
on,
different
on
animal.
The coast.
Whole different
it, yes,
creature.
Yes, sir, it is.
All right,
so,
let me knock this commercial break out. I'll be right back at you, Rihanna. Hang with me.
All righty.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display. If you need more info on them, you can call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught. and great prices, great availability for whatever size and count you're looking for. And crawfish season, it's in full swing. It's starting to wind down, but hey, if you're looking for crawfish, Boyd's is Crawfish Central. They've got them. If you want them by the sack and do the boil yourself, or let them do the cooking for you at their Cajun Grill next door or their Santa Fe location. Check them out at boydsonestop.com, or you can call them at 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we're back.
All righty. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I've never seen so many of those cow nose stingrays and baffin as I have this year. I mean,
Cliff and I were talking about that yesterday. I was telling him when I was waiting with you, I mean, 50 of them just swam right through me. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I didn't think they'd like that salty of water down there, but I guess it doesn't bother them.
I guess not. You know, they are, they're absolutely thick right now. And usually, typically, they're going to be where the food source is and the smaller food source. I've noticed that when you see them out there, you know, skirting across the top of the water, you can see bait just flying out in front of them. And typically they're not in singles. They're in like packs of four or six. There's quite a few of them. I mean, I've never seen so many of them as I have this year. And I've talked to, you know, several people about it. And I think, you know, I don't know if they're breeding or what the deal is. If they're just where the food's at. They just found a nice little habitat that they're going to stick in for a while. I'm not too sure as far as the trend on their life cycle and what they do and the time of year that they do it. So it's really interesting to me. But I will say this, I do think it's a positive sign because that goes to, I think it goes to show how healthy our base system is right now. And I will say this makes it, the amount of grass growth that I'm seeing in Baffin right now is very exciting because I know about two years ago, I think it was in 2023, areas where there's grass right now, there wasn't grass then. And of course, then it was, we were in a bit of a drought. We hadn't gotten any rain, you know, no really big low pressure systems, no hurricanes that kind of pushed into the Gulf or anything like that. And I know last year I was talking to several clients that, you know, have fished with me before, and I was telling them about this grass growth. And of course, back then it wasn't as thick as it is now. I mean, there's some well-defined grass lines in areas where, you know, typically there's very little. And so, and not only that, but the water clarity here has been pretty impressive as far as it has that better look to it. It doesn't have that murky, nasty, like it's been sitting there. There's no wind driving it, or, you know, tides are low. You know, two, three years ago, when we were in that drought, we had a bunch of high pressure over us. Water levels were super low. It just had that murky look to it. You know, not much activity, not much oxygen in the water. But now, golly, everything is lined up to, you know, as far as it looks very healthy. And I told some friends of mine, I said, you know what, I think this is going to line us up for a pretty spectacular winter. You know, I know now we're getting into a time of year where it's going to get tough for a little while. But, you know, also with the trout regulations, the way they are, that, you know, those 20 to 28 inch fish have been protected for some time. So they're getting time to rejuvenate, rebuild back. And we're seeing, you know, I've been seeing some good trout being pulled up in the upper Laguna, Rockport area, Port O'Connor. Of course, you know, kind of middle coast. So, that whenever you see that trend, it really boosts your confidence as far as big trout fishing. Every time you go out there, you just never know what you're going to hook into. But, you know, I know Texas Parks and Wildlife, they're working on a new survey. I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but this is fairly new. Matter of fact, I was talking to one of my clients. He said, you know, I wish that there was some kind of program where they could tag these fish and actually monitor their movement, actually track their movement. Well, right. About a day or two later, a friend of mine, her name's Libby, and she does all the, whenever you come into the dock, she has the scale or the measuring stick, and she does the surveys on your catch. And she told me about this new program. They're going to start tagging, I believe that their goal is 50 trout over 25 inches. And they do almost like a surgical type procedure whenever the fish is captured. They bring it into on their boat. They have all kinds of equipment to perform that procedure to implement that tag to monitor their movement. And so I don't know when that data will be out. I'm very interested to see what kind of data is collected from that and how these fish travel, especially this time of year. Cause I've always thought that this time of year, when it gets real hot, that they don't really travel much. I mean, just because it's so hot and the conditions are a little bit more harsh, you know, at least that's what I would think. Common sense is, you know, I mean, it's just like me. I'm not going to be out here walking down the road in 90 degree weather on a super hot day. I'm not going to walk a long way because it's just too brutal. You know, I mean, I would just figure these trout are kind of the same way. But it's going to be interesting to see that data once it's all gathered up and put out there to the general public. This morning, I always like to keep up with this data. You know, Chris Bush sends out the data for the heavy hitters, and it still remains remains the same. New Moon is the high producer as far as most of these big trout being captured. They're being captured on the New Moon. Or second in line is during the first quarter. And, of course, this month the amount of captures has, I think he said, decreased by 15% from last month to this month, which is not surprising because of the conditions themselves. I mean, that's just a trend that we typically see. But all this data, it always interests me, you know, because for many years, you know, I always thought the major is the time to fish. That's like the time to be out there. That's, you know, when your highest chance of catching a good trout is. And so far, the data that I've been seeing doesn't really line up to that belief. Actually none of the above, neither the major or the minor. Most of those fish that are being captured for that heavy hitters program is on neither the major or the minor. And I believe the minor is second in line, and then the major is third in line. So, you know, that, like I told some friends of mine, you know, that just tells me these big trout just eat whenever they want to eat. They do what they want to do whenever they want to do it. You know, I hope one day that I'll have it figured out. I never will. I'm going to spend most of my life trying to figure it out. It's so interesting to me how the trend changes month by month, and every week of the month it changes. You know, like yesterday I saw something that was just, to me, just like mind boggling. You know, late in the afternoon, 12:30, it was super hot. I mean, water temperature up shallow is reaching up to 92 degrees midday on the NOA. And that's in Badlands, and that's pretty shallow. Where I saw this slick was up on the bank. And I kid you not, it was coming right off of the bank. There's a sand, you can see the sand, and then you can see the grass line. And it had to have been at least 10 yards. That slick was right there on that edge. And then you could smell it. It just popped up. It was so potent. And I thought, that is so crazy to me. If that's a trout slick that's popping up that shallow at 12:30 in the afternoon, and I will say this, yesterday we fished deeper grass, scattered sand pockets. And when I say deep, you know, waist deep for me. And we couldn't find any decent, really big trout. It was a grind. And I wonder if maybe they've kind of trended, you know, a little bit further up shallow.
I've seen them trout do that, you know, before a full moon like this, you know, up this way. In the heat of the day, you think, man, everything's going to be on a ledge pattern out deeper, and sun's overhead. But, you know, you get up there in knee-deep water against a bank and catch some gorillas doing that. I've had that happen a lot of times.
Mickey, I think that
I wouldn't shy away from it. The signs are there. You got to go in there and fish it. I mean, hey, they're popping slicks against the bank. You better get with it.
Yep. I'm telling you, I think that was the thing yesterday, because we fished out deep on grass lines, little drop-offs, you know, deeper water, deeper ledges. Could not find them. I found some smaller trout, you know, slot trout, but seems like, and all those slicks, whenever we were coming in, they were out up shallow. There was two of them that were further up shallow. That last one that I saw was up on that. Almost right up on the bank.
Pulling in late in the day, you know, middle of the day. Sometimes they do that. Hey, man, that's why we're still chasing them. I haven't got them figured out yet.
I know it.
Just when you think you know, you don't, you know.
That's right. Anyway. That's so right. Isn't that crazy?
It is. It's fishing.
That's
right. The elusive
speckled
trout. You just got to go where they're at, man. All right.
Yes.
Well, Rihanna, I got to run. If somebody wants to come down and fish with you, give them some info how they can come down and pop a wade and fish for a dirty 30.
Sure thing. Yeah, my number is 361-296-5400. give me a call. I've got some days available at the end of this month around the new moon. Be the time to get on a good big girl. Give me a
call. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, it's always fun talking to you, and I appreciate all your input, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mickey. You have a great weekend.
Send me a picture of a giant. All right, man.
Sure will. Yes, sir.
See you, girl.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. That's Captain Rihanna De La Cruz down in Baffin Bay. And I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. Nothing like it. If you've never been there, you owe it to yourself to go by and check it out. If you're looking for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, nobody beats the Belleville Meat Market. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And along with their smoked sausage samples, they're available daily in the store. You can try it before you buy it. Plus, bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage. And check out their homemade hot dogs, original or with cheese, and hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. So let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And this year they're introducing their Chuck Wagon patties. That's a half-pound beef patty seasoned to perfection and loaded with cheddar cheese, and you can try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky and turkey jerky, dry sausage and dry sticks. They're really good. And check out their wild game processing. It never closes. It's open year-round. The Belleville's celebrating 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:35 here in the Bayou City. Now let's run up to the white bass capital of Texas and check in with our good friend, Royce Simmons, Richland Chambers Reservoir. Royce, what's up, man?
Hey, we need to change your description of Richland Chambers for just a day or two here from the white bass capital of Texas to the catfish kings.
Catfish kings? Y'all nuking them catfish right now?
Well, it kind of comes out of necessity, and I think we've talked about this over the years, but I was going to ask you, not an every year occurrence, but as we move from spring to summer and often from summer to fall, it just gets tougher nails. And example this week, our Monday and Tuesday trips, we were still catching our, you know, limits. If you had three people in the boat, you had 75 whites, you had maybe a nice hybrid or two, and you know, depending on the group, if they wanted to do a little catfishing, we'd do some of that. And then by yesterday, we had completely even stopped looking for the white bass to begin the morning and right. just went strictly to catfishing. And we had a three-boat group, 12 people, and we cleaned over 200. But, you know, these were eater-sized blues and channels. Nonstop action, and you know, when it comes to this time of the year, I can't totally blame it on all this fresh water, because it happens in years that sometimes we just go from a normal pattern to, you know, just almost zilch, and then within a day or two or three, sometime a week or two, we're off and running into that summer pattern of, you know, a lot of top water, shallow water up the creek points and humps and whatever. And this last week was very humbling. Once again, we were very fortunate. Most of our customers will say, well, maybe today's the day that they turn back on, and if not, we'll catch catfish. But, you know, if we have some customers that booked a white bass trip and the white bass aren't bassing, we'll just cancel or hopefully reschedule and put somebody else in that slot that wants to eat catfish. So does this happen down on the coast, go through I call it transition?
Yeah, we get that, you know, different. You know, usually they're kind of this, you know, when you're changing from the seasons, from spring to summer, summer to fall, fall to winter, you know, that kind of deal. I think it's more noticeable with our trout fishing than anything else.
Yeah, it's not just a gradual thing. It seems to be literally overnight, over a couple of 2 or 3 day period, you'll go from, go from hero to zero almost. And luckily on our lake, you know, the catfish, they're not as big a catfish as you get in your fall winter bite, and they're different places now, little windblown points and stuff like that. And the channel cats are, you know, they're holding eggs, they're about to spawn. So it's a different type of fishing than our fall winter catfishing, but it's still lots of catching. It's even with the kids, you know, sometimes that catfish bite will get a little light and it's hard to detect, but these fish are, it's noticeable. So, you know, we can accommodate the kids. Yeah. So I don't know. And, you know, tomorrow may be the day that the summer pattern of the top water bite and so forth goes. But, you know, it is what it is, and I could blame it very easily on water. We've had spillway gates open for a month, and
it's been running through, you know, there, man. Dallas, they just won't pull the plug up there. They, you know, they won't turn the rain off, man. It just, every time I turn around, I think, oh, we're gonna get a break now. We're drying up, and then here comes Dallas water back in my backyard again.
I got 50% to 60% chance most days starting after tomorrow. Looks like tomorrow we'll probably get our morning trips in, but looks like Tuesday through about Friday it's 50-60%. But you know, that's 50%. It's not going to rain on you somewhere, but we don't like to have folks drive up from Houston, spend the night now, or maybe so. We may get a couple of unplanned days off, and that's okay, you know, this next week if the weatherman's right, because they got some pretty, I think, over the week-long period, they said maybe another 2 or 3 inches in the lake area. So they can't dump any more water out of our lake right now. I come across the Trinity yesterday afternoon coming home, and it's backed up. It's out of its banks almost. So, messing up your fishing down there?
Well, in places, it's not, you know, we hadn't had that big severe flood, you know, like 80, 90,000. Mm-hmm. But we've been getting a lot of the, anywhere from 15,000 to 50,000 and then back down and then back up and back and forth. So it's,
wow.
It's messing a lot of areas up. I'd like to be fishing that I can't fish right now. But
right.
That's what we do down here. That's
it is.
We play, man.
Yeah. On a real positive note, that hybrid striper live bait bite
right.
has just been off the charts. And again, we got so many hybrids after several years now after COVID of kind of making up for a couple of years that they didn't do any stocking to any degree. Mm-hmm. And we got in on a little bit of that, you know, artificial lure guys can throw and chunk and whine and stuff and sit there and watch a live bait guy catch fish. So I don't like to do that, but these hybrids where they're at are off the flats. And I've got a couple of live bait buddy guides that are really good friends of mine. And when they're schooling, and there was a couple of days of schooling this past week that we were out early, they'll give me a call and say, head for the flats. They're on tops, which means we can, we can run a slab for them. We can run a big old MEP spinner, just about anything. And we caught some nice hybrids one morning when they were chasing the bait. But it's kind of crazy if the live bait bite is down deep and they're not busting shad to the top, you can chunk a lure all day long and they just won't eat it. It's just, we gave up a long time ago trying to do that. The springtime bite is kind of crazy because it'll get better on those big hybrids that are down deep. In the summertime, if you got folks that want to really work for them, big old 2 ounce slab and chunked out there and kind of working it like a aggressive plastic worm or whatever on the sides of those humps. But it's work, but I personally like it. When I used to bass fish a lot, I probably didn't learn how to fish as well as I should have because I'd keep a plastic worm or lizard or something on all day long because I just like that thump.
So. Yeah, I know. The last 8 or 10 days, you know, Richard's hybrid bite's been pretty good on Conroe. They've been catching a lot of little ones, but a lot of big ones too. You know, some good bites.
Right.
And it's been fair to Midland.
The last 2 Junes, I don't really keep records anymore, but I got my picture gallery because I always try to send folks home with a few pictures and stuff. And June, even though right now I'm saying I can't even catch a white bass or a hybrid easily, June, the last couple of years, when it gets going, it's been one of our better months for catching those big hybrids, like I said, if they're schooling, and oftentimes the big white bass that you get during the summertime are mixed in with those schools of hybrids. The really big, massive schools of white bass out on the main lake is often a lot of smaller fish chasing that bait to the top. But June can just be, it can be awesome or it can be very humbling. And the last 2 or 3 days, it's been the humbling. But, you know, again, we made lemonade out of lemons, and thank goodness we got customers that most of the time they just say, well, okay, let's look for an hour or two. If nothing happens, go put the punch bait on. That's what we've been doing.
That's what Richard's been doing. He'll hybrid fish in the mornings and then finish up with catfish, you know. I guess that's basically primarily what you and Adam do. You'll just be
exactly
to fish both ways, huh?
In a case where, like a little bit earlier, a couple of weeks ago, if I only have 2 people in the boat on a trip, and it's targeted for the whites and hybrids, you know, you sometimes go out there, and it sounds like a fishing guide story, but you've been there and done that. A two-person limit, you can get that in an hour, 50 for white bass.
Oh, yeah.
And those catfish, when the white bass are stacked up like they have been March, April, early May, whatever, those catfish are right there in that exact same location, so you don't even have to throw out a little chum. You just drop that punch bait, and you're off and running. That's so many fish on our lake, though, the catfish-wise, that I can understand why Parks and Wildlife a couple of years ago just changed the size restriction to zero on the little channels in blues. I guess they're just about as prolific as a white bass when it comes to making baby fish, because there's just a bunch of them. And
yeah, they reproduce like crazy, man. Yeah. It's amazing. Do y'all get a big shad spawn? You know,
yes, we do. It's right now.
That kind of dictates what the catfish do.
You know, it does, and again, we catfish, but I don't catfish like some of the guys in the late winter, early spring, first of the shad spawn type period. They'll fish those windblown points in a, you know, 1 to 2 foot of water.
Right.
Sometimes they're corking, sometimes they're just casting out, and it's a little different type bite. It's bigger blues usually, but it's tough for people to catch them that way. And I got one catfish guy, buddy friend of mine, that wind is his friend. And I'm not talking about 5 to 10. I'm talking 20 to 30 mile an hour south wind. He wants big wind because it pushes everything up in that 2 foot water on the points. And that lasts through much of the spring. And then that next shad spawn, it just occurred in the last few days. And what'll start happening here in the next few days, and I was telling Adam, I said, here's our sign that the white bass and stuff is about to come back. I call them teaser schools. You'll be going out across the lake, and here's all of a sudden, 50-yard area of fish busting the top, and it's those little bitty fresh shad that just hatched and whatever. But they go back down. Most folks of the fish on a weekend will turn the boat around and try to go catch that fish. They're gone. Yeah. They need to be in those acres of schools of fish. But you can tell it at the boat ramp if they had one of those fresh shad spawns, because, I mean, you could throw your net, but you wouldn't catch much but little bitty stuff, as opposed to the hybrid guys. They want those big gizzard shad, and they really don't want that threadfin shad, because it's usually smaller fish that bite them.
Yeah.
But we're going through that, and we'll start seeing those teaser schools in the next day or two, and then one morning we'll be leaving the boat ramp and or the marina area, and there'll be several acres of fish on the top boiling. We'll be off and running for the next 2 months. Hopefully.
When they're doing that, what do you like to throw at them when they're doing that big time schooling like that?
I go simple, and I go as safe as possible. You know, the obvious for a lot of folks is a rattle trap, a quarter ounce, a blue chrome or black chrome, but mm-hmm. I'll put a MEP spinner on. I usually don't clip one of the treble hooks because it kind of messes up how it runs, but an inline spinner like a rooster tail or a MEP spinner is just hard to beat, and it's only one set of treble hooks. And there's a young man over in Belton that the young man, he's not quite my age, so I guess it makes him a young man, but he worked with MEPS and developed a line of lures. He calls them MAL. I don't know, MAL, MAL lures, but he runs Holding the Line Guide Service on Belton, and he's developed some MEP spinner type baits, but I mean really big ones that we use for the hybrids, if they're mixed in with these big white bass and whatever, to the little small ones. And he's developed some techniques where if they're not even schooling fish, but they're suspended, just, you know, fish that have staged up off a point, and he'll run that, he'll rig it up on a spinning rod and reel with, not mono, but braid, and then with a little fluorocarbon leader. And he's developed this technique of catching those suspended fish, as well as the easy to catch fish that are, you know, busting bait on top, with this line of lures that MEPS and him have worked together on. And it's just an awesome bait. We use it because it's simple. It's only got one set of treble hooks, and if you got 3 or 4 or 5 people trying to cast, it lessens the likelihood of somebody catching somebody else and, you know, having to turn surgeon out there on the lake all of a sudden.
What's been the probably the best go-to color and color blade and everything on it?
He does a different stuff, but I keep it simple. The body itself is a white or a chartreuse, uh-huh. and it's most often a silver blade. If you looked up Holding the Line Guide Service, he's got a whole line of these things, and then he's really a good teacher, too. He puts together videos on how to use them, and he wears them out over on Belton and a little lake called Stillhouse Hollow over in, you know, the Temple Killeen, Georgetown type area.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Different. Yep. And they're not inexpensive, but nothing is anymore, you know, for an old white bass guy to put them on there. And we lose our share of lures, you know, with the kids and the stuff out there. But they catch fish. And, you know, if I'm the average customer, the couple of lures I'm going to throw for those schoolie fish, I'm going to throw a rattle trap. The smaller, the better. If you can get them on a spinning rod, you know, use those little eighth-ounce ones. But a quarter-ounce will work unless they're chasing little bitty bait, and then they just won't touch even a little rattle trap sometime. But that, and then I don't even use them anymore, but we used to all the time. The ones that float on top with the two sets of treble hooks. Help me out. Can't remember, but we quit going to the baits that have two sets of treble hooks. Keep it simple and rig them however. You know, if we got a lot of kids, we still use some Zebcos and stuff like that, closed face, but most of the time we'll put them on spinning reels. And then, you know, I occasionally get the really, really good folks that have been fishing all their life and bring up their bait casters that they use down on the coast for trout and whatever, and they wear them out, you know, where they've learned how to work them a little different, let them fall down and count of three or five or whatever. And I think there's a little truth to some of the bigger fish being below the topwater schoolie fish, smaller ones. So try a little bit of everything. But
I'm
even
looking
on
at his baits right now. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, it's called a MAL, and I don't remember what MAL stands for, but his name is Bob Mandel. Yeah.
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 That's him.
Yeah.
And he's got Holding the Line Guide Service on his on the blades.
Mm-hmm. Yep. he's a good guy. He does a lot of stuff with the Port Hood military bases over there, and does
right.
a lot of stuff with the
yeah,
military.
Yeah, he's from Salado, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, yeah, you know, I'm sure, just like over the years I've, you know, fished with guys and gals from the coast that'll come up, and we do 80-90% of the year-round fishing. We'll catch fish on slabs with a little jig above them or whatever and bumping and whatever. They'll take those slabs back, the silver ones, and run them through, and they'll let me know, hey, the trout bit these things today. I bet you would do well with one of those MEP spinners, and he's got all different sizes, depending on what the bait and the bite is that particular day you pick and
right.
choose from. But I don't know how he got hooked up with MEPs, but he, I guess, spent the time and energy to work with them and develop them, and you can find them in some of the, you know, the bait shop stores around the lake, because it's kind of word of mouth spread over East mm-hmm. Texas and Central Texas, and now I think he does a lot of stuff ordering direct from him on the internet, but he's got them in some of the shops around the lakes.
Well, that's cool.
But it's a good one.
I'm telling you. Well, that's and that's usually your best business, word of mouth, because it's tried
it
and true.
Is.
People are talking about it, have been using it, and it produces. That's
I can't tell you
I roll anyway. I like
it. I can't tell you how many people I always try to ask, well, how did you hear about us? How did you find us? What spurred you call? And, you know, a lot of it's just people doing a Google search, you know, Rich and Chambers guides, whatever.
Yeah.
But so many times from Spring, Conroe, Woodlands, Houston area, it's because we talked. Somebody fished with somebody, and they told the neighbor, you know.
Right. That's it. Hey, word of mouth, man.
it's you know, there's no use doing print advertising or stuff like that anymore. It's just everything's, you know, internet or whatever. But there's a few of us that still talk with people, and thank goodness for that.
Well, it gives the folks an idea of who they're, you know, what kind of personality they're going to be dealing with when they go fishing with them. That's the way I look at it.
I'd rather talk to somebody
than just to do an online book and never heard of you or anything like that, or talk to you and just book you and show up, and then you go, oh, well, he isn't kind of like the way I thought he'd be.
No, it's exactly that. It's like you almost know them before they ever get in the boat, and you never really met them other than a telephone call, because their neighbor, their uncle, or whoever fished with you a month or two ago.
That's it. Conversation goes a long way, Royce. All right, buddy. Well, hey, throw out a number. Somebody wants to get up and fish with you guys and put it on them.
Yep. 903-389-4117, gonefishing.biz, and we're pretty much booked this month, or not pretty much, we are, but you know what, I'm going to have some cancels over the next few days just because people maybe don't want to catch a catfish yet, or a little too far to drive, it's rainy or whatever, but we'll have some will call list type openings, so don't hesitate to call.
All right, Royce. Well, hey, I appreciate it, buddy. Have a good weekend. What's left of
it?
You
bet.
See you, man. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.